Hello, welcome to From God's Heart to Mine. I hope you're having a great day. Thanks for joining me. In Genesis 1 and verse 2, as God begins his creation, we are told that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the first half of that verse seems empty. It's about how the earth wasn't finished yet. Nothing was put onto the earth yet. It was dark. But the second half of the verse says this, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, I don't know what all that means for God's Spirit to be hovering over the face of the waters. Other translations say God's Spirit moved on the face of the waters. And I don't know what all that means. But I do know it means this. It means that God has been present in his creation from the very beginning. There are some worldviews in our day and in history which adopt what is called a deist perspective. And deism supposes that whoever created the world, whatever God this was in their religious system, that God simply created the world and then left it. Like you might wind up a clock and then just let it tick. And yet the Bible teaches from the very beginning that when God created his world, he was then present in his world. He was involved in what was going on in his world. God has always been present in his creation. So when he told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, I will be with you wherever you go. He is maintaining that same character and same promise that he has had from the very beginning. Now, God's presence in his creation also tells us that God cares about his creation. Our presence shows that we care. I was reading a book on leadership recently, and it was talking from a corporate or business perspective, and it talked about how a leader, you know, he can miss a wedding, he can miss the birth of a child, but a leader, a good leader, this book said, should never miss a funeral, should never miss a funeral of one of his team members or one of their close relatives. And why is that? Because our presence shows that we care. That same idea is true for God. His presence in his creation shows that he cares. He didn't just leave it to work out whatever would happen and whatever problems arose. Oh, well, God has always been present and working in his creation. In Luke 12, verses 6 and 7, Jesus spoke of 5 sparrows, which are sold for 2 copper coins. And not one of them, Jesus says, is forgotten before God. And the God who does not forget the sparrow, but is present and watching and taking care of the smallest of his creatures, cares so much more about us. Jesus says we are more valuable than they are. And so God cares. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. The other thing that I think this tells us in Genesis 1 verse 2 is that God beautifies his creation. God makes it beautiful. You see, when God first created, the earth was formless, it was void, it was empty, there was no vibrancy, there was no beauty. And yet, we are then immediately told that God's Spirit was present in that creation. Why is that? You think about the person of God, and we know that God the Father and God the Son, also called the Word in John 1, were involved in creation. The Father designed creation and willed it. The Son, called the Word in John 1, executed it. He carried out the creative work. Yet God's Spirit was also involved in creation, according to Genesis 1, verse 2. What was his role? Job 26, verse 13, Job speaks to God and says, by your Spirit, you adorned the heavens. Adorned, an adornment, a beauty. Think of in terms of jewelry. So God's Spirit entered the creation and made it beautiful. He finished it. He carried on the work so that the creation was not just good, but beautiful. And I think that every time we look at the world around us, especially the heavens, which declare God's glory, according to Psalm 19:1, we are seeing the beautiful work of God's Spirit. God has always been present in his creation because he cares about it, he cares for its good, and he wants it to be beautiful. And if you let God be present in your life, you'll know that he cares for you, and your life might just become a bit more beautiful too. Thanks for listening today to From God's Heart to Mine. I'm Caleb Griffith. You can reach out to me on any platform, and I would love to include you in my prayers today. Open your heart today to pursue God's heart and try to show God's heart to others. Thank you.